KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks reporting for KJAN Sports, brought to you by the TAMS Agency in Avoca. And in sports, the quarterfinal round of the Iowa High School football playoffs will take place tonight in all classes around the state. We'll have a Class 1A matchup tonight for you here on KJAN as IKM Manning travels to face West Lyon of Inwood. You can catch the action tonight here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. Streaming audio online at KJAN.com, and you can also listen to the stream on the KJAN mobile app. Pre-game is at 6 o'clock. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock here tonight as the Wolves take on the Wildcats. Got a chance to speak with IKM Manning head coach Tom Casey, talking about the success that his team has had so far in an undefeated season. And a lot of their offensive success has been due to quarterback Kyle Wagner and running back Sam Wagner.
They're both big keys to what we do. Sam has had a good season running the football, and Kyle has thrown the ball really well this year. And they'd be the first to tell you that, if it wasn't for the offensive line in front of them doing the job that they've done and improving, and they wouldn't have the success that they've had. So, it's been a kind of a team concept thing, and the running of Sam has helped with our passing game with Kyle and the receivers, and it's been a good mesh.
And he also talked about how it's a tough task to go on the road and take on the defending state champions in West Lyon, and he says they're a team that just always seems to bring back the talent the next year.
Well, they have a great football tradition up there. They basically just reload year after year. For a Class 1A football team, I think they have 70 kids on the roster, and they stick true to their tradition. They're going to be physical up front. They're going to want to pound the football down the field with their running game, and they're going to play action pass off of it.
And he said that it will be a very tough matchup in the trenches for that game here tonight. We'll have that one for you here this evening. Once again, 6 o'clock the pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff tonight for IKM Manning at West Lyon. Other games going on around the state tonight in Class 4A. It'll be Cedar Rapids, Washington taking on Iowa City West. That's being played at Kingston Stadium. Dowling Catholic will be taking on Ankeny. That's being played at Williams Stadium tonight. North Scott Eldridge is at Bettendorf, and West Des Moines Valley is at Waukee. In Class 3A action, Carroll travels to take on Bishop Heelan Catholic in Sioux City. It'll be Creston at Dallas Center Grimes in what is a district rematch then there in the quarterfinal round. Washington is at Pella. West Delaware Manchester is at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Also in Class 2A action, Albia is at Williamsburg. Beckman Catholic of Dyersville is at Hampton Dumont. New Hampton is at North Fayette Valley. And Sioux Center is at Spirit Lake. In Class 1A, Central Decatur of Leon is on the road to take on Iowa City Regina. It's Dyke New Hartford at South Winneshiek of Kalmar. Also IKM Manning at West Lyon of Inwood. South Central Calhoun at Fort Dodge St. Edmund. In Class A action tonight, it's Denver at Nashua Plainfield. Earlham is at Mount Air. Gladbrook Rhinebeck is at Pekin. Logan Magnolia travels to take on Woodbury Central and Mobile. In Class 8-man action tonight, HOV Victor is at Central Elkader. Lamoni is at Fremont Mills. Marcus Meridian, Meriden Cleghorn is at West Bend Mallard. And Newell Fonda is on the road at defending champion Don Bosco of Gilbertville. It's all the action set up for tonight, the quarterfinal round of the high school football playoffs. Trying to get to the semifinals, it'll be played starting next week at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. In the NFL last night, the Cleveland Browns own a share of the AFC North lead after winning a division road game for the first time in 6 years. The Browns had dropped a combined 17 straight in Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore before posting a dominant performance in a 24-3 rout of the Bengals. Cleveland hounded Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton, who was just 10 of 33 for 86 yards and 3 interceptions. Meanwhile, Brian Hoyer played another mistake-free game as the Browns improved to 6-3, their best 9-game start since returning to the NFL in 1999. Ben Tate, Isaiah Kroll, and Terrence West had short touchdown runs, and Hoyer completed 15 of his 23 passes for 198 yards. West finished with 94 yards on 26 carries. The Bengals dropped to 5-3-1. Dallas quarterback Tony Romo has practiced for the first time since arriving in London as the Cowboys prepare to take on Jacksonville. Romo missed last Sunday's loss to Arizona due to fractures in two small bones in his back and also didn't practice yesterday. Dallas coach Jason Garrett says Romo is still not assured of starting on Sunday, but owner Jerry Jones says he expects Romo to play. In other NFL news, Baltimore Ravens cornerback Jimmy Smith will miss the remainder of the season with a foot injury suffered in an October 26 loss against Cincinnati. The injury was initially diagnosed as a sprain, but Coach John Harbaugh said an examination of the foot Thursday revealed the need for surgery. Buffalo Bills coach Doug Marrone says running back Fred Jackson is not yet ready to return against the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend, but he'll see how things progress the rest of the week. The NFL will stage three more regular season games at Wembley Stadium in London again next season, including the first ever division game in England. The Miami Dolphins will return to London for a third time to face the New York Jets on October 4th in an AFC East matchup. The Jacksonville Jaguars will play the Buffalo Bills on October 25th. And the following week, the Detroit Lions will be back for the second year in a row to face the Kansas City Chiefs on November the 1st. The only top 25 college football team in action last night was 19th-ranked Clemson, and the Tigers improved to 7-2 with a 34-20 win at Wake Forest. Artavis Scott took a touch pass from Cole Stout, 68 yards for the go-ahead touchdown with 10:53 left. Stout finished 27-42 for 282 yards with three touchdowns in Clemson's sixth consecutive victory. The LA Dodgers have hired Ferhan Zaidi as general manager and Josh Byrnes as senior vice president of baseball operations. Those are the first major moves by the team since Andrew Friedman arrived in LA from Tampa Bay last month as the new president of baseball operations. And also in golf, Graham McDowell opened with 7 birdies in 12 holes and finished with a 5-under-67 for a two-shot lead at the HSBC Champions in Shanghai. That's good for a two-shot lead over a group of players that include Ricky Fowler, Martin Keimer, and Brant Snedeker. Adam Scott and Henrik Stenson were among those another shot behind. McDowell is the only player to have finished in the top 10 in the previous three World Golf Championships this year. And also in the NBA last night, it was Houston defeating San Antonio 98-81, Portland over Dallas 108-87. In the NHL, it was Boston over Edmonton 5-2, Philadelphia beat Florida 4-1, Tampa Bay 5-2 over Calgary, Ottawa beat Minnesota 3-0, it was St. Louis edging out New Jersey 4-3, Pittsburgh goes to a shootout to beat Winnipeg 4-3, it was Nashville over Dallas 3-2, Colorado was a shootout winner over Toronto 4-3, and the Islanders went to a shootout to beat the LA Kings 2-1. Also, Vancouver was a 3-2 winner over San Jose. And the game against Iowa was building up to a big so big for Minnesota that the Gophers needed just to win at Illinois, a team struggling as much as any in the Big Ten. But they'd emerged from a week off in sole possession of first place in the West Division with an undefeated record in conference play and the benefit of staying home to host the Hawkeyes. Well, that didn't work out as they fumbled away control of the race with that 28-24 loss to Illinois. But the Iowa game is always one of the most anticipated of the year for Minnesota. The Floyd of Rosedale Trophy is at stake, the bronze pig that they've been playing for since 1935, and the game Saturday will still play a major role in shaping the four-way West Division chase. That game will get underway with a 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday here on KJAN. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning for you here on KJN. Sports is brought to you by the Tamsin Agency in Avoca. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.